boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
What I thought would be a peaceful, relaxing morning walking through Michael's, of all places, ended up being a really sad trip for me, honestly. I'm disappointed. I'm kind of depressed, to be quite honest with you.
Why?
Well, I actually went for some craft supplies, and then I was there. They have cute stuff that I see on TikTok all the time. I was like, you know what? I'm going to walk through the whole store, obviously. And what I saw disturbed me, and that is I saw my first pumpkin of the year.
Yeah!
It's people like you.
You know
that
little kid, I forget
else.
What movie it was, and she goes, it's so fluffy!
Yes.
That is me right now.
I was so confused.
Hold on. We are playing the wrong music. You keep talking. I'll find something.
Well, I was annoyed, right? Because they had so much cute summer stuff. And then I saw, oh my gosh, it's on clearance. Wow, that's exciting. The summer stuff is on clearance. Wait a minute. I turned around. Freaking fall is coming out of nowhere.
Yeah!
It's June. Why are we moving on? Like, summer just started.
Yes. Bring on the pumpkin spice, baby.
I'm
in the mood. Now you got me. Well, you know what? It's funny. I must have felt it in the air because I was eating a chocolate peanut butter granola bar. And when I was about halfway through it, I was like, I could go for something pumpkin-y, pumpkin spicy, cinnamon-y. I really did think cinnamon a little bit with it.
Well,
it was like I was sensing.
It's starting. I cannot believe it. June 27th, I saw my first pumpkin of the year.
And you know what you're going to see August 27th?
Pumpkin spice.
Well, I was thinking worse than that.
Oh, Christmas. Oh, I'm not ready. You must be stopped.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My latest obsession on TikTok is watching this guy whose username is Sailing Songbird because he is sailing through the Pacific Ocean completely by himself.
What?
Yeah, it's him on a sailboat uploading TikToks of him out in the middle of the ocean.
He got the interweb over there.
Well, that's exactly what my first thought was, is what internet provider does this guy have?
Because that's a good one right there.
He is constantly updating people about his journey.
It is month one, day 31 of sailing across the Pacific Ocean alone. I lost my sailboat. Just kidding. It's over there. I'm stuck here in the doldrums. There is no wind. So I pumped up my inflatable paddleboard, getting some exercise in. It is incredibly disorienting to be out on a paddleboard with absolutely nothing on the horizon except like a super cool sunset. I am well over 1,000 miles away from any piece of land, and it's so quiet. It's so quiet.
So that's the video that really blew up, and it doesn't even look real. There is nothing around him except water. That's it. And he's just filming, and I just looked literally 20 seconds before we turned the microphones on, and he was celebrating crossing the equator completely by himself.
I could never.
I couldn't either. Just watching it, I'm scared for him.
It's more just because I'm dumb. I'm going to be 100% honest. I am stupid. I am dumb. My first thought is, what does he eat? Of course, he probably eats fishes in the water.
That's a good question.
I'm like, how do you cook it, though?
That is a good question. I don't know.
You don't have fire.
No.
To cook the fishes. So then do you eat them raw?
No.
I mean, I've got so many questions. Did he pack food? This is where I'm like, I'm stupid. I don't know what you do there. How do you shower? Probably with the water.
Probably.
But do you have
ocean.
Soap? I don't know. I have so many questions. How did he know he hit did you say the equator?
Yeah.
How did you know that? I don't know how you knew that.
Well, he has his phone and he has a map that he can show you like exactly where he's at. Again, I go back to the internet. How is your internet better than mine?
Who do you
on
have?
Land?
I'm like, you got which service? Because I'm gonna cut my service now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna pick that service
immediately.
and I'm going to pick them, and then I'm not going to go to the ocean.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy that service on land still.
On my bed.
Yes.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I've been having a little bit of a panic attack because I'm freaking out. Well, a little over 24 hours until I perform one night, one song only, The Errors Tour at the McGrath Amphitheater.
Tomorrow is your first ever karaoke gig. And if I've learned anything about you, it's that I never want to go karaokeing with you.
Why?
Because the song choosing process for you has been slightly painful. I'm not going to lie. But I get it. You're very picky.
Okay, if you wanted to pick the McGrath Amphitheater my performance and maybe a small rinky-dinky bar, I think I wouldn't have been panicking so much.
Well, yeah, and if you were out drinking, you probably would have been like, yeah, cue up whatever, I'll sing it. But, you know, there's some pressure behind this because I thought my friend is karaokeing for the first time. We got to make it special, a big deal. Mm-hmm. So we're still in the song selection process.
I'll tell you this. I have made some thoughts and some decisions and at least one elimination so far.
Okay, well, that's good.
Of my karaoke song. So yesterday we asked people to give us their ideas, thoughts of what they think I should karaoke to for my very first song. And great suggestions, awful suggestions. One that I'm going to tell you was like Wanna Be by the Spice Girls. I'm just not a Spice Girl girl.
It didn't feel like you.
Love Shaq. I don't like Love Shaq, sorry. So those two I didn't really like. I'm going to tell you right now, you picked Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a really good suggestion yesterday to go home and listen to this on my ride home.
Yeah, or the shower, or wherever you normally put on your private performances.
Yes. However, I let Loretta get into my head yesterday, and she goes, you know there's like big words in that song.
Big words?
Big words, like words that are like hard sometimes to pronounce, which I guess, honestly, I just like vibe with that song. I don't really listen to the lyrics, so I don't know if I even know the lyrics. So I'm like a 2 out of 10 on that one right now.
I think you probably would know them more than you think you do. It's one of those like second nature things.
My concern is I'm going to make myself fall asleep to that one. Oh. It's a great song. I'm just going to be up there and my fear is I'm going to be up there and I'm gonna be like, are we almost done?
Well, yeah, that's half the reason I picked it is because it's a 5-minute song and I want you to have your moments.
Oh, dear Lord.
Make it worth everybody's time.
Oh my God. Okay. So that was an option. So then, you know, another option was, which I really, really liked. Somebody said Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
I believe it was Diane that suggested this. And she said it's because we are crazy that you should sing the song Crazy, which I just think is hilarious.
I really like this one. I feel like I haven't actually eliminated this one just yet.
What's he singing right now, though?
That's where I'm a little nervous about.
Besides the chorus, do you know that song?
I really don't. The only thing I'm a little concerned about that one is the possibly. I'm an alto. That's the only problem is we are going to hit high notes that I am not not capable of.
Well, it's so karaoke. Like, you're
just,
not supposed
I
to.
I just saw the look on you. You were like, you were squinting. I didn't like that. So
I couldn't help it.
A little nervous. Okay, this one is up there right now. This one, I'm not going to lie, this one's up there right now. And I think it's because I watched too much Glee as a kid, and that is Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Wow.
And they performed it on Glee. I remember thinking one day, I want to perform it.
What I like about this is that you can't help but want to sing along.
Uh-huh.
And then people sing along, and they can't hear you as much, which makes you less nervous.
Here's the thing. When I heard this song in the car, I heard myself get louder.
Oh.
Is that I was like, don't stop believing. And then I was like, don't stop.
Yep.
But, and I was getting louder, and I was like, okay, like I'm really vibing with this song. So I noticed that as I was in the car that I was like really getting into it. So I have that one up pretty high right now. I'm not going to lie. I will tell you, one song has been completely eliminated that was actually in the top contender. The reason for it is because when I listened to it on the ride home last night, it did not vibe with me.
Mm.
It vibed with me yesterday when it got suggested to me, did not vibe with me on the ride home.
Okay.
And I'm so sorry, Billy Ray Cyrus, but that is achy pricky art. I want this one. I really wanted to perform this one.
You were shook when Gina called and suggested this yesterday.
My mouth opened.
Yeah, your jaw dropped.
Yeah.
And now you don't like it.
It's the chorus. If I could just do the chorus on repeat, hands down, this would be my karaoke song. It was all the other parts of the song that I was like, I don't know it. I don't know it. I don't vibe with it. I only vibe with the chorus. Billy Ray is smacked with the chorus. The rest, not so much.
Yeah, you'd also have to get a mullet to perform that. And I don't, well, now I might have you convinced.
Wait, hold on. I'm down to buy a mullet. I'm not down to shave for a mullet. So, you know.
Can you get the mullet even if you don't do Billy Ray Cyrus?
What are you saying? I need to shave? I'm down. I'm down to buy a mullet at Party City. I'm not down to shave a mullet.
Go buy the mullet. I'm not asking you to shave anything. We're getting down to the wire here. Decisions need to be made because Destiny has her very first karaoke performance tomorrow, not just anywhere. The McGrath Amphitheater.
Yeah!
We're thinking 520-ish, if anybody's brave enough to come see one song. we're going to be out there for that. But you're struggling to, surprise, surprise, make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time we bring in the big guns. We bring in some of our coworkers, because you're not listening to me.
Mm-mm.
Maybe you'll listen to them. So, Danson Eric Hansen from the Morning Scramble has left a message with his suggestion.
Hey, those girls in the afternoon, it's that guy in the morning, Danson Eric Hansen from the Morning Scramble. Thank you for giving me some time to think about this, the ultimate karaoke song. This is tricky, Destiny. You are in a big venue, right? You're not in a bar. People aren't going to have glasses in the air, because I was going to give you a Sweet Caroline or Friends in Low Places. Those are my go-tos. Those work really, really well. But this is big. This is performance. The weather's weird, so I don't quite know from an audience standpoint if it's going to be a good call and answer. But I just have to think, you're climbing one mountain, right? You might not ever do this again. You don't start small. You go straight to Mount Everest. The song you must sing for your karaoke moment is Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. Good luck.
Oh, God.
I'm begging. No! God, no! Please, no!
That part, no!
I think you'll pass out if you try to sing.
No, I know, I know. Oh, Lord.
This is the big one.
I think Whitney's family will find out I'm singing that and send
a cease and desist.
Yeah, that thingy.
Okay, I get where he's coming from. I think maybe I would be down for you to do that after several beverages.
Yeah, no.
But that's not going
to
be the case.
I'm trying
tomorrow.
To think of what bar is the closest for me to walk, have a couple of drinks, and maybe at 8 p.m.
Not before midnight, respectfully. So appreciate the suggestion from Danson Eric Hansen. But we also have Lady J, who is also very well versed in music and bar life. You DJ all the time.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like you are the key maybe to finding her karaoke song.
Well, you know, I have to say I appreciated Eric's suggestion of Sweet Caroline, because that was kind of on my list. I did also some research, but I'm thinking instead of Mount Everest, we go more for Mount Trashmore.
Yeah, she's thinking trashy. Okay.
And I just want you to play the song that I suggested, and then I will tell you why, all right?
Okay.
So go for it.
I can't tell by your face what you think.
What do you think? I mean, it is the Errors Tour, so why not do something from the Eras Tour? But tell me this. How many times have you seen Taylor Swift in concert?
Once. I've only seen Taylor Swift once.
But it was the Eras Tour, which feels like 10 times.
Tour, yeah.
Right. This one's fun. Has a lot of repetitive lyrics.
Mm.
You know, you can do the clapping along with it.
Mm. Shake It Off. Does Shake It Off have, Shake It Off has one of those, it has one of the crowd involvements. Everybody knows. I think if I did a Taylor Swift song, I would want to do one that fans know that they have something to do.
I think this is the Taylor Swift song.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, everybody loves 22.
True.
I get a lot of requests for that one, but Shake It Off's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, since there's, you know, Taylor's version out, you've got a couple of different versions to choose from.
True. And the haters going to hate.
Yeah.
Because
People are going to hate.
And they will hate.
Oh, and they're going to hate a lot.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'd like to talk about something that you're not going to like very much, but I kind of want to see with my own eyes, okay?
Okay.
I learned about this on TikTok.
I swear to God, if you talk about ticks.
No, cicadas.
Same thing.
Gross, right? I don't want to get close to a cicada ever. However, I fell down a hole last night, and I'd like to tell you what I learned, and that is that there are zombie cicadas out there. Mm-hmm. Zombie cicadas.
No, I heard you the first time. You didn't need to repeat yourself.
They apparently have this fungus that...
Oh, God. That, you're not saying words that are making it better.
You just wait. They got fungus that is being... passed around the cicada community, I guess.
Oh,
and what happens when they get this fungus, which is called, oh God, Massospora cicadina, their butt falls off.
This
everything.
Is the stupidest
their entire
thing I've
bottom
heard.
Half
okay.
falls off. Mm-hmm. It's replaced by the fungus. And then they get a little promiscuous. Uh huh. They're sexy zombie cicadas.
Hold on. What?
Uh-huh.
Now you got my attention.
They be wanting to hook up with everybody. Oh, yeah. Promiscuous zombie cicadas. So what
Can
happens
this happen
is...
happen to humans? Because I am down.
You want the fungus?
I would love
Did
to
Did you
get
hear the
fungus.
Part where your butt falls off?
Yeah, get my butt to fall off.
I'm just saying.
Give me the fungus. Let my butt fall right off and let's get it going.
That's what they're doing. They can still mate, and they mate with gusto, but instead,
Who?
It spreads the fungus to all the other cicadas, which is just kind of causing a bit of a little epidemic within the cicadas. And now it's these sexy...
Is this, I have a question. Is this the same cicadas that just came up out of nowhere?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if this is something that happens every year, but it's very prevalent, probably because there's so many cicadas this year. So I'm just saying,
all of a sudden I'm in a mood
beyond that's weird, and I wish you didn't say that ever.
I've got the fungus. I'm gonna go home and
oh,
gonna
Jesus.
Tell neighbor man I've got a fungus.
I don't want to hear any more of what you are gonna say about this.
Everybody has it every once in a while, a week where you are just absolutely stressed.
Wow.
That's what's like in my head right now.
Okay. I would say that normally you're kind of a stressed person in general.
Am I really?
I don't know. I feel like you like to be busy. So
I do.
You're always like high energy.
You know what your plate looks like on Thanksgiving? That's what I am. I like to have my plate like that every single week.
Mm-hmm.
Very filled. Very, very mashed potato filled.
But now it's overflowing.
It's overflowing. And I didn't think I was really that stressed or overwhelmed until, well, the first comment came from Loretta. She was like, I think it was on Monday. She's like, everything okay? You seem off. I go, no, I'm fine. I think I'm fine. And then it was actually this morning. I was getting ready for work, packing my lunch bag and everything. And I was just like talking to neighbor man. And I was like, yeah, it'd be really nice if you like made my parfait for my lunch. And then he's like, well, we're out of yogurt. And I'm like, well, forget about it then. Ooh. I'm not even in the mood for lunch. I don't even want to eat anymore. I haven't been in the mood to eat lately. And I da-da-da-da-da. And he's like, you know what? I have noticed a shift in your mood lately. And a shift
oh, no.
in your diet lately. And I go, oh, what do you mean? And he goes, well, it's ever since you've, it's I've noticed the last week that's more closer to your family coming, which I'll be on vacation here. And like, what's starting next week,
yeah.
I'll be on vacation for like 10 days because my parents are coming back from Texas. He's like, I just noticed that the closer we're getting to your parents coming back home, you're getting more stressed about it.
Getting a little fussy.
And he goes, every night, you kind of trauma dump.
Oh, God.
And you're just, you're coming up with all these emotions, and that's okay. but I just have noticed your mood is changing.
Mm.
You're not eating as much, and things are shifting.
You can tell that you're extra stressed.
And then even Sean, like 10 minutes ago over in sales, was like, everything okay?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. You're really worrying.
So even today, when you and I were prepping the show, I was like, hey, I hope everything's been okay. And I haven't been mean to you.
And you know what? I haven't thought twice about it, except after you just said trauma dumped to neighbor man, I realized you did hold me hostage last night after the show to trauma dump on me.
I did trauma dump
for a good
on
15
you.
minutes. Sometimes you get to the point of being so stressed that you can't figure out how to come down from it. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about a friend.
She's talking about me. Let's don't even beat around the bush anymore.
Hey, you said that. You got called out by Neighborman, actually. And that's how you realized, like, oh, crap. I might be a little in over my head with stress right now.
I didn't know I was stressed until this morning. He was like, yeah, I noticed a shift in your behavior. I noticed a shift in your eating.
Mm-hmm.
That you're not, like, eating anymore because you're so stressed right now because your family's coming back to town.
So I think why not try a little bit of everything, because I don't think de-stressing comes naturally to you, Destiny.
And I think this is going to be helpful because I think, you know, not only is my family coming back town for the holidays, like everybody else's family is probably coming back for the 4th of July. You know what I mean?
True.
Like everybody else is probably about to hit the same level of stress I'm currently in. Suckers.
You're just getting it a little early, I guess. So we want to hear from you.
I hit puberty before everyone else.
Oh, good for you. You can still call us and tell us how you like to de-stress or the best way. Drew, what do you do?
Oh, that's easy. You pop bubble wrap.
Okay.
That sounds like
fun. I could
fun.
See that working for you, actually.
Seriously, it works every time.
I bet you I just go to like a office store and I'll find just that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I like this because it also gives you the excuse to buy things online so they come in bubble wrap, which is also a
big
stressor.
I was just thinking I would just go to the store tonight and buy bubble wrap, but that's even better. I could do a shopping spree and then get bubble wrap with it.
That's
even better.
That's two de-stressing activities.
Oh, 100%.
In my opinion. Amanda, how do you like to de-stress?
You got to dance it out. Let's hear Destiny's favorite dance tune.
Have you thought about that at all? Just shutting yourself in a room and blasting, I don't know, like Avril Lavigne or something?
It's funny. I think my mom used to do that. I remember her like...
Really?
Yeah, I do remember like growing up, my mom would just like lock herself in the basement and would just like play music as a kid.
Huh.
To like just dance.
Okay, maybe you try that tonight. I don't know.
I don't even know what song I would do. Probably Taylor Swift.
Or like Nickelback or something that only you love.
I would probably get some complaints from my neighbors.
Dude, you would get a noise complaint. Maybe, yeah. Oh, that would just be more stress, I think. I was trying to think about how to de-stress. And something that I think maybe could help is when you're like feeling stuck in your day-to-day of like, okay, it's another day. I got to get up at this time and drive to the gym the same way and drive to work the same way and then drive home the same way, is to change up your route.
Go home a different way?
Yes. And it seems so stupid. It really does. But like taking a different route, maybe it's 5 minutes longer, 10 minutes longer, whatever, at least breaks it up so you're not like, oh my God, it's another day of this. I'm living the same life and it's so annoying and it's stressing me out.
No, I like
maybe
that.
Maybe take the scenic route on the way home.
No, I love that a lot.
I don't know what the scenic route is, but...
The only concern is I may get lost, but that's the fun in it.
Oh.
Weighing the stress in it.
Okay, well, you might have to pull over and pull up your GPS.
I would maybe only want to do this on the ride home. That way, like, if I'm not on a time strain or something, you know.
Not going to be late to something. Or, you know what? Be late to something.
Oh, well.
That's what the life of de-stressing is about.
I am Destiny on Those Girls in the Afternoon, and I am stressed.
This woman needs
with a
help.
Capital ST. I'm not going to spell it all out. You know how to spell the word stressed.
You know that it's bad and getting out of hand when other people are like, are you okay? You good?
But I'm going to correct that. When more than one person asks you if you are okay,
it means it's time to take some actions, find ways to de-stress a little bit, and find a little a little zen in your life, which you, I think, need help with.
Apparently.
You don't live in zen normally. So we've been asking
you. I feel like that kid goes, apparently.
Apparently. Yeah. Apparently that's not you.
Apparently I'm really stressed.
That is confirmed. We've been asking you for your suggestions of how you like to distress. Ari, what do?
I put my headphones on and I just relax in a nice dark room. And I apologize for my dog whining in the background while driving through a park.
Aww.
Do you also squeeze your puppy to help de-stress? Because that sounds adorable.
He is actually very good at that. He will come up to me and like look at me like, I know something's wrong.
Aww.
He's very good at that.
I know you don't have like a fresh puppy, but...
It's the whimpering for me.
I think we're onto something there. A little animal furry baby squeeze
just
sometimes helps.
Just send me an audio clip of that and I'll be just fine.
Maybe you should watch YouTube videos of puppies and that might help you.
Honestly, probably.
What do you think? What do you do to de-stress?
What I tend to do is breathing exercises, just like inhale through my nose like for a count of three and exhale on a count of four. That's the surefire way. I do that between like 5 to 10 minutes and just focus on that.
I admire people that can do that.
Here's the thing is that I think it would probably be really good for me. However, you don't have an Apple Watch. And what you don't know about an Apple Watch is that every hour or two, it tells you to breathe.
Oh, yeah. It gives you a reminder.
And every hour or two, I go, yeah, I'm good.
Clearly you're
and
not.
What I laugh is when it tells me to and I go, that's funny. Does it know I'm stressed?
I
feel like it comes at like the right moment. I'm like, oh yeah, but I ain't got time
for
that.
Well, maybe you should try it next time it goes off.
I'm like, I don't have a minute to breathe right now. Okay. I've got a minute to get some emails out.
Oh geez. We're not making much progress here. Brenna, what do you do when you're stressed?
Anything to do with art.
Like coloring or something like that?
Coloring, painting, sculpting, any of it.
I'm trying to be supportive here, but I'm going to tell you right now, don't do that.
Why?
I know you, and I know you're the type of person that once you start doing an arts and craft, you're going to get upset because it's not going to turn out the way that you want.
That is 110% who I am.
So unless you're scribbling, don't do it, please.
I definitely can't do arts and crafts with somebody else because if you and I were to like color, it doesn't even matter if it's like the same thing. I'm going to be like, damn it, hers is better.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
So I can't do it.
So unless you're making something really abstract, maybe you could make some slime.
Yeah. What?
I don't know, because that doesn't have to be pretty. Haley and Jet, what do you suggest?
I like to garden. My 7-year-old son's also listening, and he said he likes to build Legos, so that's also an option.
Winner, winner. I think we got a chicken dinner right there. I think that's it. Legos.
I know where you're going tonight.
Target. Do you know how many times, if you've ever seen me at Target, you have probably seen me walk the Lego aisle every single time. I have always wanted to do the Lego sets. And every time I think about buying a set and I don't do it, every single time. And I just thought when they said that, I was like, maybe this is my time.
Neighbor man, watch out. You called her fussy this morning. She's coming home with Legos tonight.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Let's talk about timeliness.
Did the bosses set you up on this one for me? Because like, what the heck is this about?
No, it's something that people are talking
about.
Are they
going to start walking in?
I hope not. I think they've gone home. And hopefully they're not listening because I think we're about to out ourselves real bad. Mm-hmm. No, I'm bringing this up because a lot of people online are talking about how there's a survey that happened with Gen Z, which I know you're like technically millennial, but right on the cusp. Yeah. And same with me. Almost half of Gen Zers between the ages of 16 and 26 say that being 5 to 10 minutes late is essentially the same as being on time.
Yes, it is.
You agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
100%, no questions asked.
Well, for me, only for me. But as somebody who does, for me, it's okay. But as somebody who manages our street team, I watch you. Okay. Mm. I watch you like a hawk. Did you see me today?
Yes.
Okay, Kate and Ryan are out at Casey's in Hiawatha. They're there till 6 o'clock. I saw Ryan walk in and I was like, what was their call time today? And I'm looking and I was like, all right, okay, that's fine. It was 2:15 and he walked in at 2:16. I'll let it slide today.
Oh.
But I watch these things.
But it's fine for you.
It's fine for me. It's fine.
Oh, my God. I think it kind of...
What I do isn't as important as what they do.
It depends for me. I get the, like, sentiment of 5 to 10 minutes is essentially the same. If it's something that's, like, relaxed, if you're meeting up with friends for drinks or dinner,
yeah.
5 to 10 minutes, that doesn't really matter. But I think if it's, like, I don't know, a professional gathering, it's a meeting, it's an event, it's something that where it's, like, no, you should be here on time... Then I do get a little stressed out when it gets into 5-10 minutes late where I'm like, uh-oh, I am in trouble now.
I'm always late. I am never on time ever. But I will tell you what my band teacher always said, which drove me up a freaking wall.
It might be the same thing that my dance team coaches used to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably. Which was to be early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late,
mm-hmm.
and to be late is, then I forget what it was, but I think it was something like you're in trouble.
Yeah, basically that. It was, if you're not 15 minutes early, you're late, basically. It was
that, yep, exactly just that.
And look where we are now.
Still running to get coffee and 15 to 10 minutes late.
Constantly.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Just forget it. The relationship is over. We are doomed in exactly 1 week.
Not me. You're talking about you, right?
Well, no. Yeah, I think we're fine, right? We're good,
I
right?
mean, for right now, I don't know.
Well, we'll see how my stress levels continue.
Yeah, you got that right. Who's over? What's over?
Me and neighbor man. I think we're going to break up in exactly 1 week. There's just no way we're going to last. Let me explain.
It's July 4th, a week from today. How dare you?
It's going to end with a boom.
Good one.
Okay, so he was telling me some drama at the workplace.
My favorite thing.
I love that. I love when your significant other texts you in the middle of the day and they're like, let me tell you the drama. Stacy, I don't know, like, you know, they tell you like, oh, Stacy walked out of the workplace today, stuff like that. You know, you're always texting your significant other, yeah. Telling them everything. Well, he told me that somebody quit. Now they have an opening at his job. And he's like, you can come work here. And I thought about it. I was like, should I work there? Would that be a good idea?
Yeah, what would that be like?
Would it be fun? I do really like his boss. I think she's an awesome lady. She's so sweet. I've never met her husband, who's also one of the bosses as well. So I don't know if he's a good boss, but
yeah.
She's awesome. So I'm like, okay. And I like his coworkers. They're all very, very nice. Okay. I like the work environment so far. I think I would really, really like this job. I could apply. I think it would be really great.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked with a significant other before, so I know I can do this.
I know you've said that it doesn't really bother you.
No. Here's the thing, though. I would be so needy.
You know. No way. I mean, duh. I could have told you that.
I would be so needy. I would be like, honey, why don't you do this for me? Can you do this work for me? How about you do it? And then I would be, and then I wouldn't keep my hands off of him.
Okay.
I would be smacking his butt every once in a while, probably sneaking some kisses, you know. And of course, HR would not be okay with that. Tell me what HR would be okay with.
Nobody.
That. Nobody would be, right? Everybody would be a little uncomfortable.
Everybody
with
would be vomiting at how disgusting you are.
Right. And I think at that point, I think he thinks it's a great idea.
Yeah.
But I just think in 1 week, he would be quite literally annoyed with me because he would have to start his work, his normal day with me.
Yeah.
He'd have to go to work with me.
Yeah.
He'd have to end his day with me. And he already knows that at the end of the day, I do love a good trauma dump. My favorite thing at the end of the day is a trauma dump with ice cream. I always in my day trauma dump with ice cream.
And you,
so now you have to do that with, you're going to get that 24/7.
It sounds like it's not written in the stars for you.
So I mean, I know I can work with a significant other. I can do this. I just don't think
he can handle working with you.
No, I just don't think so.
Take it from me, neighbor man. You don't want this. Is it a good idea to work with your significant other?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I don't really know the answer. I guess it probably depends on your relationship, I guess. You think it would end up in a breakup in your relationship.
I think it's a great idea. I think for neighbor man, I think he's going to
hate you by the end of it.
Yeah. I don't think he's the type for murder, but I don't think he's the type for murder. I think he's the type to break up with me.
Okay. I think I'm going to assume that same situation. If I went and worked with my boyfriend, I think he would be the one that got fired. Now, let me explain why. I, in the workplace, feel like I'm a fairly independent person.
Yeah.
I'm totally cool with sitting in an office or a cubicle and staring at a screen all day, and that is it for the day. He, however, is a very social person. He's a social butterfly. Mm-hmm. And I have gone to his place of work once, and it was kind of recently because they had like a food truck day, and he was like, why don't you come down? We'll get food. You can eat it in my office, and then I'll get back to work. Mans was very distracted. Like, there was no work to be done while I was there. Because I literally was like, I'll sit in the corner of your office. I'll eat my nachos. And then I'll be out of your hair. Because you are, like, you're working right now. You're on the clock. And he rolled his rolly chair over to where I was. And he was just chit-chatting, like, having the time of his life. It was like a date. But he was at work. And I was like, you can't do this. So I think if I worked with him, he would want to hang out all the time. Have lunch together, come hang out in my office, and he would end up getting fired.
Because he wouldn't actually be working.
Because he wouldn't leave me alone. So I think that's a bad idea.
But now you almost make me think, is it the same thing as like neighbor man? Would you be annoyed with him? Because I think neighbor man's going to get annoyed that I'm bothering him too much. Would you be annoyed with him?
I would maybe purposely lock my door.
Oh, I'm sorry. The lock got stuck.
That's so weird. It must be jammed.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.